from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Last night, the state of Georgia executed a man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman nearly 25 years ago. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Scotty Moreau was pronounced dead at 9:38 after receiving a lethal injection at the state prison in Jackson. The 52-year-old was put to death shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a last-minute bid to block the execution. In his final words, Moreau apologized to the families of those he killed and asked for forgiveness from his family. Since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976, 71 men and one woman have been executed in Georgia. Currently, the state has 49 men on death row. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
There's a new leader of Georgia's fourth largest school district. The Fulton County School Board has appointed Michael Looney as its new superintendent. He'll oversee the education of 95,000 students. But he comes to the district amid some controversy in Williamson County, Tennessee, where he was the superintendent. Looney was criticized for a series of training videos he released to help teachers improve inclusion. But according to the newspaper there, some teachers called the videos insensitive and racist. The Williamson Republican Party condemned the videos as well. Looney has denied that he was trying to indoctrinate students and teachers. The Fulton County District says that Looney is the right choice for them at this moment. Still no word yet on whether Governor Kemp will sign a controversial heartbeat bill that would effectively ban abortion in Georgia. Meanwhile, Kemp has signed a number of education bills, as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
At Wheeler High School in Marietta, the governor signed a bill that would require schools to screen every kindergarten student for dyslexia starting in 2024. It will also train teachers to better identify the learning disability and help students. Here's one of the bill's sponsors, Senator P.K. Martin of Lawrenceville.
From this day forward, we will begin the process of making sure that students, all students, receive the tools that they need to succeed.
Other new laws include adding computer science courses to high schools and extending the eligibility period of the Hope Scholarship. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.